Soybean farmers having trouble selling their crops should consider feeding them to beef cattle. In small amounts, soybeans are a good source of protein on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Are usually priced too high to be included in feed rations for cattle. But this year's dicey export market, weird weather, and low soybean prices are giving cattlemen an incentive to include soybean protein in the beef diet. This also helps soybean producers who, for whatever reason, can't sell the crop or have the space to store it. Carl Hoppe is an Extension Livestock Systems Specialist at North Dakota State University. He says the high fat content in soybeans has a higher energy value than corn and is a good source of protein for cattle. But on the downside, they can't eat too much because it starts affecting rumen fermentation.
We have to limit ourselves to around 7% fat in the diet. And in back calculating, that would be somewhere between 2 to 3 pounds of soybeans per head per day would be the upper end of that inclusion into a ration for beef cattle.
Hoppe says you can feed soybeans raw and whole without roasting or heat treating them first. However, it's a good idea to have them tested.
In this year, we've got some drought situation going on in North Dakota, so knowing just how complete the beans are, if they're not filled out very well, they might have a higher protein content, a less than oil content. So knowing what you're actually having the soybeans is important. Now, most feed tests do not analyze for fat content, so you'd have to ask for that to be a special test.
Producers should also consider testing soybeans for mold and mycotoxins that can impact animal health. Mold doesn't have to be visible for mycotoxins to be present. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about feeding soybeans to cattle at agriculture.com.